Turnout was 37%, unusually high for a special election, not to mention one with a snowstorm on the way. 1,800 Exeter voters decided by a margin of almost 2-1 to keep town councilors Arlene Hicks, Bob Moynihan, Bob Johnson, and Cal Ellis. All four had angered gun enthusiasts by voting to transfer the issuance of concealed weapons permits from the town clerk to the Attorney General's office. The councilors were together when the results were announced 15 minutes after the polls closed Saturday night. Council President Arlene Hicks says they were relieved. The recall, she says, had become a distraction.
Any decisions that we needed to make, any planning that we needed to do, was always done with this hanging over our heads. You know, would we still be in office after December 14th?
Recall supporter Brian Bishop says he's disappointed, but hopes that candidates will come forward to challenge the councilors they were unable to recall.
I've heard from people who I think would be effective candidates and, could stand in Exeter, and I'm hopeful we'll field a good slate of candidates.
All four of the councilors targeted for recall have to stand for re-election next year. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.